धर्म क्षेत्र कुरुक्षेत्र
कब ये महाभारत हुआ, कब आत्मा ने युद्ध रचा, कब मोह ने मन को बांधा, कब गीता ज्ञान प्रकट हुआ,
किसने ये वाणी सुनी, किसकी ये कहानी, गीता एक अर्जुन ने सुनी या हर आत्मा में गूंजे ये ध्वनि।
क्या ये इतिहास की गाथा थी या चेतना का संघर्ष था, क्या ये रणभूमि बाहर थी या भीतर का ही कुरुक्षेत्र था।
गीता क्या युद्ध की पुकार है या शांति की घोषणा,
गीता क्या शास्त्र है या ईश्वर का प्रेम संदेश, क्यों है
क्यों है ये गीता हर युग में अमर,
क्यों प्यारी है हर दिल को,
क्यों जगाती है आत्माओं को आज भी।
सर्वधर्मान्य परित्यज्य मामेकं शरणं व्रज, अहं त्वा सर्व पापेभ्यो मोक्षयामि मा शुचः।
किसने ये कहा,
युगों युगों की ये गाथा न्यारी, अमृत सी यह वाणी प्यारी,
इसमें छुपा है रहस्य अनमोल, ज्ञान के अद्भुत है ये बोल।
यदा यदा हे धर्म घटे अधर्म बढ़े जग में, तब तब भगवान प्रगटे ब्रह्मातन में,
ज्ञान की गंगा बहाने अंधकार मिटाने, सतयोगी वृक्ष उगाने सत्य धर्म जगाने, संसार को प्रेम सिखाने मन को निर्मल करने, हर हृदय में दीप जलाने सदगति का मार्ग दिखाने, मन मना भव मद भक्तो मत्याजी मान नमस्कुरु।
मामे वैश्यसि सत्यम ते प्रतिजाने प्रियोसि मे,
किसने।
ओम शांति। सो वी हैव द फॉर्च्यून ऑफ हैविंग डॉक्टर प्रशांत भाई हियर विद अस फॉर दिस वीक। एंड डॉक्टर प्रशांत भाई, सम ऑफ यू मे नो, फॉर दोज ऑफ यू हु डोंट नो हिम, डॉक्टर प्रशांत भाई इज बेस्ड इन कैम्ब्रिज करंटली। ही इज बॉर्न इन इंडिया बट हैज बीन इन यूके फॉर मोर देन 40 ईयर्स नाउ, एंड दैट्स वेयर he got introduction to Baba's knowledge also in the 80s, and since then he's been focusing on both taking care of the physical health. He had background in ENT and also integrated health. He's the coordinator for Cambridge Center, Inner Space Center, and he's traveled over 80 countries giving different seminars and talks about Baba's knowledge and blending it with science and spirituality. Over it.
The subject for today I like this song very much, connected with the subject of today, the Kurukshetra, the battleground. And here we are going to understand our inner battleground, what is happening. The sketch that we are going to see here shows our starting position. And what is shown, there is the home of these invisible players, and they are also the invisible actors, and their world is eternal, and the world is beyond harm. They themselves are immortal here, as you see him represented by stars, and they are beyond harm. Not the slightest harm can come to them ever. Anyone, any creature, if he is given a guarantee that they are beyond harm today and forever and in the future, what will happen is they will experience bliss. Just this caution about some danger, imminent danger sometimes, that is enough to block this, our supersensuous happiness. Now these beings, they are beings of bliss and happiness. And this happiness comes with friends. They don't have the reason for slightest disappointment or desperation, desire. Such is the life led by this family of invisible actors. A life of inner perfection, and if anyone is so secure, perfect, then, as was said, with that happiness comes feelings of love, and everyone is lovely, everyone is the same. They are also beings like this. If anyone is beyond harm, he is less likely to harm anyone else. There is no thought of it. That's why it is a divine reality. Everyone is experiencing forever. This is the natural truth of these invisible players, invisible actors. All along, as we are talking, our focus is on these invisible beings, alaukik beings, immortal beings. This is the story of these invisible beings. Our world itself is alaukik and invisible. Then they come in this physical world. And this physical world is a great performance, great drama, theater. That is a foreign world. That world is a temporary world and a fictional world. They come in it, and it is great gift. Foreign world is not a problem. People go to foreign countries. You know, on holidays, they enjoy it. It is nice. But they know that it is a foreign world and they have to stay within the rules of the foreign world. If you go to a foreign world and don't realize it is a foreign world, then you break the rules without knowing. Innocently, you break the rules. There are penalties. So also here, this is a foreign world. It also means we have no rights in the foreign world. You know, you can't claim anything there. You can't demand anything there. You can observe. This is exactly the way this reality is. It is shown here in the form of a stage and curtains there on both sides, representing at the theater. And we come, you know, and there is a great interaction with this story and the drama and the foreign world. But then is shown a dotted green line. You cross this dotted green line means you don't realize anymore it is a foreign world. You are getting drawn into this foreign world, in a world of glitter and gold and song. You are gradually drawn into this world. And as you are getting drawn into this world, you are disconnected from your own world. By itself, you know, it is a loss. Your world is of
perfection and fullness and immortality and happiness. You know, it is God's world. And now we are gradually getting drawn into the foreign world, in the story world. And you are proportionately disconnected from your world, your original bliss and peace. And then comes a time you are disconnected even from yourselves. So you don't even realize who you are. This is a big drop in our journey to disconnect from ourselves. Because that is the time the false I takes birth. What we routinely call ego, implying false ego. It appears to be a small thing, you know, so the ego that is taking birth, if we can represent it by image of an eye, a small image of an eye, but this image, this eye, creates total havoc. And this is why we say it is a huge drop when the eye takes birth. That is when the Kurukshetra starts. The war, you know, Kuru starts, and the game starts with the enemy. Why? This new I that is created, it is based upon a foreign world. It is based upon a world that doesn't even belong to you, and you have no rights there. And you are defining yourselves based on it. It is like the identity crisis or identity theft. Your identity, who you are, is not there anymore, and the false identity is representing you. And now your big success here is to come out of these attachments and come out of these dependencies you have created in this foreign world, creating attachments in this. That is what your success is. But this false I wants to hold you there into this foreign world. And false I doesn't want to die. In this world, no one wants to die. No creature wants to die. Even an ant doesn't want to die. So also this false I wants to survive, wants to get bigger. You know, this foreign world, the reason these attachments, why are we considering these as a big problem? Why it is a concern for us? Because this world is an unpredictable world, and it is a temporary world. Every little attachment we create in this world, subconsciously we go into the fear mode, because it is going to go. You create more attachments, subconscious panic develops, because everything is going to go. Now you create a false I based upon it. That has become your world. It becomes even a bigger panic, you know, that everything of you can go, including yourselves. And we said at the beginning that you are immortal, you are beyond harm. Then there is that bliss and peace and your life of joy and love. When you are having this false eye and this story has become your world, you are, you know, not having this feeling of beyond harm. You are constantly feeling you can be harmed. Some words from someone can harm you. This is the way you are interpreting this life. And it is not a life of bliss and peace anymore. It's a life of constant trying to address your inner panic. That is what is happening. One way to define this or understand this, let us say some brothers here, you know, let us say one is Satish and Ramesh. They are acting in a drama. One is acting, Satish is acting as a camel and Ramesh acting as a elephant. 10-minute drama for children. And Prashant is acting as a dragon. So we are having a drama for children. No one can see Ramesh and Satish. They only see camel and elephant, and they are very happy with camel and elephant. But if Satish, he starts thinking he is the camel and forgets about himself, it is not seen as a small problem, it is a big problem. You know, even in psychiatry, it is a big problem, you know, identity crisis. He doesn't know himself. You know, he thinks that camel world and drama is his world. It's a confusion, big confusion. Here, what is happening here is exactly the same. You know, the invisible actors, they have come in this world. Invisible actors are associated with the story, this story that is going on. They are acting as camels and elephants and dragons. That's a drama, temporary drama that is going on. But as the time has passed, they are literally believing that they are these roles that they are playing. They are not aware that they are the actors. They have completely forgotten. We may have received the knowledge also, and we are telling others that we are souls. But at a very practical level, the camel is still going on. You know, we may become gyani, you know, have heard knowledge, and gyani camels, this kind of a life. And someone become head of some department, and camel has become head of the department with a big badge. You know, that is the way we can continue with the life. And the shift from the camel to the actor, that is having a huge resistance. You know, the actor here is invisible. To come back to that identity, that I am the invisible actor here, that doesn't happen. Why it doesn't happen? The reason is this false I that is created. This false I, the ego that is created, doesn't want you to come back to that truth about yourself, the invisible actor. Even for us, we can check the last 12 hours, last 24 hours. Where was your awareness? You know, how did you see yourself? The invisible actor, did you see yourself? Even right now, are you seeing yourself as an invisible actor? Or are you seeing yourself as, you know, that's a bodily being? And here we are using the word camel and elephant, you know, with that image. Are you seeing yourself that way? Maybe with the spiritual, maybe virtuous camel, maybe very, very good camel, but you're in the story world. The reality of the invisible actor remains just a knowledge. In a serious way, because the false identity doesn't want you to go there, doesn't want you to be stable in it. This is where the war is, and this is where our success is. To bring about a shift from the false identity that is hanging around the story to that real you that is the invisible actor. If this shift is brought about, then what will happen? It is like waking up to the actor, to the real you that has always been. You know, this real you is immortal. That real you has its world is beyond belief. Its life is with God, life with the divine royals. This whole family that is shown here, they are the beings of bliss and love. They have no reason for even slightest desire, disappointment. They are beyond harm. Here is a story. Story, it is not their story. Story is always a separate thing. Story is, you're acting in the story. It's a separate reality. There can be flood and fire in that story that is not going to cause the actor slightest harm. More they are awake to their world, more secure they are entertained by the story. Story may take a big form, you may make a big film based on the story, but it's a story. You know, you may show fire in that film, it doesn't harm you. This aspect that you are beyond harm, this is a central thing for the soul to understand. We said at the beginning, just knowing that you are absolutely beyond harm, many, many things can happen. You, your world is absolutely safe. Our journey at the present time, the journey of all the souls, 8 billion travelers, 8 billion actors, their situation, they mix their life with the story. That is what that dotted line, crossing the line. You mix your life. You got your world, you got your perfect world, complete world, eternal world, world with God, world of happiness. World that is positive world. Every aspect is positive and no one can change it. Such is our reality. But you mix it with the story, then you are polluting this experience. But when this false I has taken birth, that false I, we are talking about the ego, stubbornly lives in that forever. It is not just mixing, it is living in the story. In other words, this Prashant becomes me. And then Prashant becomes BK Prashant, and Prashant becomes Senior Prashant. This real player, real actor, becomes just a nice information, nice knowledge. You know, for traffic control, I go there. But most of the time, this BK Prashant. That is exactly the ego wants me to be there. Our discussion over the next few sessions will be how to win back this true me, you know, how to come back to this invisible actor. And this invisible actor is the invisible angel. As was said, he is the one deep inside knows he is worthy to be loved by God. If you have just become free from the story, you are free from ego, you are free from vices. If you are not mixing your life with this world of camel and elephant, you are free from vices. And 100% of sorrows in the world are just because of the story. You are not mixing your life with that story. You are free from sorrows, free from vices, free from ego, free from desires. That Ichha Matrama Vidya, ignorance of the word desire, is very natural for the souls. This is why deities are Ichha Matrama Vidya. You know, so you are coming back to that space and discovering that world that is beyond belief. We cross the line, and then this Ravan's department starts, and the Ravan's feelings start. In our mind, as we often say, if there is even drop of poison, means just drop of fear, drop of anger, that spoils that supreme, alaukik truth. So when we cross this, the drop comes. We are seeing how clear map. Our aim today is to see the overview of our journey and the life and understand we can get back this original space. One nice thing is, it is not we have to wait for a long time. We can play with it today and come back to that original experience. It is not something we may be able to stay forever, but 1 minute we can create where you are completely behind the line. You know, and in this way, our big aim, coming behind the line, means you are not mixing with the story world. This is the only our emphasis. To get this right, it is useful for us as spiritual effort makers to avoid the letter I. Why? The letter I is used by ego. As was said, this I, whenever you are using the letter I, you are using it in the context of the story. You are using it for camel. No, and then you are using the same letter I for the soul. You are mixing already. Starting position itself, you are mixing. Innocently, we are working for the enemy by doing this. But we have the option to use an objective language. You noticed all along in the last, all these minutes, 20 minutes, the position that was taken, invisible actors, invisible players, they are coming in this story. They are playing the part of different, drama parts. Someone is playing the part of Prashant, and someone others playing the part, other parts, Satish, Ramesh, they are different parts they are playing. In the same way here, you are having this awareness that the invisible players are playing. So let us create this 1 minute of experience, and during this minute we create this little opportunity. I speak a few words, and we use the best intellect. We use the Paras. For Paras, the physical world is story. And everything is story. It is 100% story. Right now, Prashant speaking, that is also happening. Story. And the invisible player, he is associated with this story. Invisible player is the invisible witness. He is observing the story. Invisible player has his own world behind. He sees the story as story. This moment, he sees it, great story. And every moment is a gift for you. He has as if come from his home. He is fully aware of his home, his world. He knows that his world is a world of perfection. World that is beyond harm. World with God. The invisible player knows his worthiness to be loved by God. And he belongs to God. Worthiness to have company of God. He knows this. unconditional changes world. He knows this. He is 100% secure character. Invisible player. He may be the invisible actor. He is also the invisible observer. He is the invisible angel.